We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Taysom Hill will be the Saints' starting quarterback Thursday against the Cowboys. He's poised for his first game action since Week 10 and his first start of the campaign, replacing Trevor Siemian in the process. In four spot starts in place of Drew Brees last season, Hill completed 71.9% of his passes for 208.5 yards per game, tossing four touchdowns against just two interceptions, and recorded 39 carries for 209 yards and four touchdowns. Antonio Brown is expected to miss at least two more games. Head coach Bruce Arians was hoping for a return this Sunday against the Falcons, but with Brown still unable to practice, it now seems that he'll miss the upcoming game and then a Week 14 matchup with Buffalo.
In NBA news, Damian Lillard will miss at least 10 days due to an injury. Lillard has been battling an injury throughout the first several weeks of the season, but prior to this announcement, he'd only missed two games, including Tuesday's win over Detroit. Devin Booker is expected to be sidelined for a few games. The injury is considered minor, but the Suns are exercising caution with their franchise player, considering the team's 18-3 record. Thursday will mark Booker's first missed game of the season, so head coach Monty Williams' game plan isn't precisely clear. That said, it seems likely we'll see more of Landry Shamet, and Cameron Johnson may be in for more usage as well. Bam Adebayo suffered a torn UCL in his right thumb during Monday's loss to the Nuggets and will need surgery, which will keep him sidelined indefinitely. In MLB news, Marcus Stroman signed a contract with the Cubs on Wednesday, he confirmed on his personal Twitter account. It's a three-year, $71 million deal that includes an opt-out after the second season. Mark Melancon signed a two-year, $14 million contract with the Diamondbacks. And Rafael Iglesias agreed to a four-year contract with the Angels on Tuesday. Now we take a look at the NFL waiver wire, Week 13 deep dive. At the quarterback position, we're looking at Teddy Bridgewater against the Chiefs. It's a tough week to stream a quarterback, so Bridgewater may be the best option. The Chiefs' defense has improved lately, so this isn't a slam-dunk matchup. On the other hand, Bridgewater will have to take to the air plenty in this pivotal AFC West matchup. There's also Tyrod Taylor against the Colts. Taylor took advantage of a positive matchup against the Jets last week. That won't repeat against Indy, though he's posted a solid floor of production thanks to his rushing ability. At the running back position, Tevin Coleman against the Eagles is our top pick. Coleman operated as a top back for the Jets committee, accounting for 44% of the carries, leading to 18 total touches and 70 yards. His upside is limited due to his lackluster offense, but Michael Carter will be sidelined for at least two more weeks, giving Coleman plenty of opportunity. There's also Sony Michel against the Jaguars. Daryl Henderson didn't participate in practice on Wednesday due to a thigh injury. While he'll have a few more chances to prepare for Sunday, the Rams are likely to limit his workload even if he takes the field. That should give Michel a chance to extend his run and his third double-digit carry total of the season. At the wide receiver position, we're looking at A.J. Green against the Bears. The likely return of DeAndre Hopkins will spoil some of Green's usage. Even so, he's consistently been the team's second receiver and should maintain that role moving forward. This may not be the highest upside spot for Green given the likely game context, though. Now we take a look at Yahoo DFS Basketball, some Thursday picks. Thursday brings a limited 5-game slate in the NBA. The Suns will try to extend their 17-game winning streak in a matchup against the Pistons, although they'll have to do it without Devin Booker. The Knicks and Bulls will face off in New York, and a noteworthy absence in the game will be Coby White, who's out for the Bulls after testing positive for COVID-19. The other significant game on the schedule will be the Bucks, who are playing the second game of a back-to-back set, traveling to Toronto to face the Raptors. One guard to consider tonight is CJ McCollum. The Blazers received some bad news on Damian Lillard, who's going to miss at least the next 10 days. He's a centerpiece of the team, so his shoes will be difficult to fill. With him out Tuesday against the Pistons, McCollum stepped up to score 46.8 Yahoo points on the strength of 28 actual points. Expect him to receive all the shot attempts that he can handle in this game as well. For one forward, we're looking at Dylan Brooks of the Grizzlies. In two games since Ja Morant went down, Brooks has shown that he's going to be one of the main scoring options for the Grizzlies. He's scored 21 points on 17 shot attempts against the Kings over the weekend. He followed that up with 17 points on 18 shot attempts Tuesday against the Raptors. With the Thunder maybe having tired legs on the second night of back-to-back sets, the aggressive Brooks could thrive. One center to look at is DeAndre Ayton of the Suns. With Booker out, the Suns are going to need more scoring from Ayton. When Booker went down in their last game, Ayton set a season high in points, scored 24, and shot attempts 19. Add in the Pistons allowing the 7th most rebounds per game in the league, and Ayton could dominate in this matchup. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.